A's send White Sox to American League record tying 21st consecutive defeat. Oakland, California. The Chicago White Sox lost their 21st consecutive game, tying the American League record, with a 5-1 defeat to the Oakland Athletics on Monday night. Max Schumann's tie-breaking two-run single in the fourth inning created the latest hole the White Sox could not escape. Chicago is on the longest losing streak since the 1988 Baltimore Orioles lost 21 in a row. The National League record since 1900 is held by the 1961 Philadelphia Phillies, who lost 23 straight. The Major League low belongs to the 1889 Louisville Colonels, an American Association team that lost 26 consecutive games during a 27-111 season. We talk about it every day, White Sox manager Pedro Grifol said of the streak. Everybody knows what it is. It's 21 in a row. It sucks. It's not fun. It's painful. It hurts. You name it, however you want to describe it. It's not for lack of effort. Nobody wants to come out here and lose, so we've just got to put a good game together and put this behind us. Chicago, which last won on July 10 in a doubleheader opener against Minnesota, dropped to 27-88 and is on pace to finish 38-124, which would be the most losses since the 1899 Cleveland Spiders of the National League went 20-134. The White Sox have been held to one run or no runs 32 times. You just try to turn the page, outfielder Corey Jolks said. Look forward to the next day, bounce back, don't dwell on the loss, just try to learn from them and get better each day. We're just trying to rally as a team and find a way to get a win. Tyler Nevin's first inning sacrifice fly put the A's ahead, but Andrew Benintendi pulled the White Sox even with an RBI single against J.P. Sears in the fourth. J.J. Bleda doubled in the bottom half off K.Y. Bush, a 24-year-old left-hander making his big league debut. Zach Geloff walked, and Darryl Hernaez was hit by a pitch, loading the bases. Schumann grounded a single between shortstop and third that bounced into left field for a 3-1 Oakland lead. Lawrence Butler hit a sixth-inning homer against Chad Kuhl, his 13th home run this season, to stretch the A's lead to 4-1. Geloff added another run in the eighth when he sprinted home from third after Jared Schuster's pitch bounced away from catcher Corey Lee as Schumann struck out. Lee looked toward Geloff at third and threw to first baseman Andrew Vaughn for the out on Schumann, and Geloff raced home as Vaughn's return throw skipped past Lee. Our whole plan coming into this series was to continue our focus on the details of the game, play the game the way we know we're capable of, and we did that tonight, A's manager Mark Kotze said. Sears allowed 3 hits in 7 innings, with 5 strikeouts and a walk, improving to 5-1 in his past 6 decisions. I thought his outing was great, Kotze said. 5 strikeouts, just 1 earned run. He managed the game great. Austin Adams and Tyler Ferguson finished a 4-hitter that took just 2 hours, 15 minutes, and included just 8 overall hits. Bush allowed 3 runs, 2 hits, and 5 walks over 4 innings, with 3 strikeouts. He played college baseball at nearby St. Mary's College in Moraga, Calif. Got the first one out of the way, Bush said. Obviously, a little amped up, but happy to debut and just be here. Trainer's room, White Sox. Right-hander Dominic Leone was reinstated from the 60-day injured list. Right-hander Prelander Barrera and left-hander Sammy Peralta were optioned to triple A Charlotte, North Carolina. Athletics. Right-hander Mason Miller threw batting practice and could return from the 10-day injured list as soon as Wednesday, according to Kotze. Up next, White Sox rookie right-hander Jonathan Cannon is scheduled to start Tuesday night opposite A's righty Ross Stripling. By Ben Ross.